Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. This conference, your host.
And we all know you all. Oh, Thank you. wedding day you're gonna sing that. Can you see what the Lord has done? When you walk into that property, can you see what the Lord has? When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has.
Done. See what the Lord has done. waited for. Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen. Amen. Rabbaka papa rabashuli and abakuria and abakuria. Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, take this stage, have your way. Hallelujah. Speak through me. Preach through me. Read. Let the word come forth through me. Lord, it is all about you. Let Jesus Christ, be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I think about all the goodness. Hallelujah. All the goodness you're doing, you have done, you will do, and you are doing right now in our lives. I say, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and my brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless the Lord for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. We greet you, Holy Ghost. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence in this service this morning. And move in our midst. And let there be light. In the name of Jesus. Arise and shine. For the light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon us. The glory of the Lord is risen upon us. As the glory of the Lord is risen upon the ministry, upon the prayer line, in the name of Jesus, upon the radio, the glory of the Lord, the glory of God, invade our hearts, invade our thoughts, our mind, our body, soul, and spirit. Let the glory of Almighty God invade this service. Let the glory of Almighty God invade our homes, our children's dwelling places, invade our children's hearts. Let the glory of the Lord invade our spouse's heart, oh God. The glory of the Lord invade our family, our homes, in the name of Baba God. And your presence is where we want to be. If your presence is not with us, there's no need to preach, teach, pray. Father, we need your presence every second. Be a pillar, a cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night. Oh, Almighty God, we bless your name, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us oases in the desert. And so, Lord, we bless your name. And so, Lord, we praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that even in the desert, you have created rivers. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the rivers in the desert of our lives. We thank you, oh God, that we walk under an open heaven in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord, that we can hear your voice directly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for sharpening our spiritual senses in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, fall on us like a dove and lightning, Holy Ghost. Move in our lives, move in our jobs, move in all our endeavors today, every second, every minute, every hour of our lives. We need a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. We call forth, oh God, the north wind. We call forth the south wind. We call forth Almighty God, the east wind. We call forth the west wind in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let it be released abundance ministry in the name of Jesus. Let it be released upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the winds of Almighty God, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, let it begin, oh God, to flow. Hallelujah. Release your winds. Release your winds upon every one of us here this morning. In the name of Jesus, release your winds. Release your winds. In the name of Jesus, upon each and every one of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Uriyamase deriya koriyamase. In the name of Jesus. Uriyamase deriya kurumase deriya ko. Yekiriyamase deriya kurumusu. Hallelujah. Uriyamase deriya. Uriyamase deriya kurumase. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Father, release your winds, release your winds, release your winds. Hallelujah, remose deria kurumose deria kan. Yekriyamase deria kum. In the name of Jesus. Oriyamase deria kum. In the name of Jesus, deria kurumase. Oria master teria kurumase teria koria master. Oria master teria kurumase. Hallelujah. Oria master teria koria master teria ko. Oria master teria kuya master teria ko. Father, ya mosso teria kurumase. Hallelujah. Oria master teria kurumase teria kurumase. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. We worship you, O God. And Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Mercy, 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 O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us our sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Uriyamase teriya korumase. Yekiriyamase teriya korumase. Uriyamase teriya kurumase. Uriyamase teriya kurumase. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, yekuriyamase teriya kurumase. Uriyamase teriya kurumase teriya kum. Uriyamase teriya kurumase. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our children. Mercy, O God, upon ourselves, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abram. We apply the blood. Jesus, to this radio, this, oh God, the cyberspace, the network. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, to the prayer line. We apply the blood of Jesus to our dwelling places. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, we apply the blood of Jesus to our children, our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we cover the children in the blood of Jesus. We cover the grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh God, yes, Lord, the blood, of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus in our homes, in our, on our jobs, oh God, in our cars, as we go back and forth, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cover us, O God, in the name of Jesus, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to the works of our hands. We call forth the blood of Jesus for healing in the name of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ in our body system, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, O God. Let the blood of Jesus be a hedge of protection around us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. Oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Oh God, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren, spouses, in the name of Jesus. The armor on our nieces and our nephews, oh God, on our siblings. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, those that are listening right now and those that will listen at another time, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ye kere moso doria kurumase, oria mase doria kurumase doria ko. Yes, Lord, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Each and every one of us, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of peace, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, our families, our children, our grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Be a wall of fire, O God, around our spouses, around each and every one of us this morning, and the glory within us. Let your hedge of protection, O God, be around us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we are your joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are seated in heavenly places, O God, and all spiritual blessings has been released to us, O God. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you, O God. We thank you for the manifestation, O God. We thank you for testimony, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Oh, you said arise and shine, for the light has come, for the glory of God is risen upon us. Arise and shine, for the light has come, for the glory of God is risen upon us. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. We thank you for the fresh oil this morning. We thank you for your fresh anointing, O God. Not the anointing from last night, but the fresh oil, O God. Release your anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Pour your oil upon us. Pour your oil upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Empower us, Almighty God, to do what you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus, O God, empower us. Holy Spirit, teach us. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. More Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus, O God, be glorified in our lives. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for this today. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Oh, God, thank you for sending your holy angels to guide and protect us and do your bidding in our lives. We thank you, Lord, you make your ministers of flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you and bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. In the name of Jesus, we bless God for you this morning. Please turn your Bibles to 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I just want to start from 1 Peter 2. And I'm not going to keep you long this morning. Hallelujah. Starting from verse 2, 1 Peter, verse 2, please write that down, the scripture. Or if you have your Bibles, you should have your Bible. Open it to that scripture. Holy Spirit, move upon these words. Turn it from a logos word to a rhema word. Prepare your people, your children, your sons and daughters. Open their hearts to receive what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let me not speak in my power. I have no power of my own. But through the voice, let me speak. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me this morning in the name of Jesus. I decree, Holy Spirit, take complete control. In Jesus' name, amen. Therefore, rid yourself. Malice and all deceit. I'm reading from the New International Version. Hypocrisy. Rid yourself of malice and all deceit. All hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted it, for the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But in Scripture, it says, lay a stone in Zion, a stone and a precious chosen and a precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him, he will never, I want you to put that, and the one who trusts in him will never, underline that, and the one who trusts in him, who is that stone, Jesus Christ, will never be put to shame. Now, so you who believe, this stone is precious. But those who do not believe, the stone the builders reject, and the rock that makes them fall, is high, because they disobey the message, which is also what they are destined for. Thank you, Lord. Are a chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare. Why are you chosen? Why are you a royal priesthood? Why are you a holy nation? Why are you God's special possession? Why am I chosen? Why am I a royal priesthood? Why am I a holy nation? Why am I God's special possession? Why? That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You have received mercy. Call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, you got to take time when you're reading the word of God. Hallelujah. And take time. And that's why we have to read it slowly. So how did we get there? How did we get to 1 Peter 2:9? I'm talking about spiritually. Why? Because when you receive Christ, hallelujah, the Bible says they started with verse 1. You got rid of all the things that were hindered. You received salvation. And then what? You didn't just after the Holy Spirit, you wanted to know more and more. You and many of us, every one of us here, yeah, everyone have received something of the Lord. Just the breath you breathe is from God. And not only that, you have a testimony. Hallelujah. Why? Because, you know, you came to when the salvation was, the invitation was released, you came. Many are called, but few are chosen, and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. So what are we doing when we do this Bible study or come and pray and do things in the kingdom of God? Our hearts are open. He's building us into a spiritual house. We are being built holy priesthood and then offering sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That means you just don't offer anything. Sacrifices acceptable. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of God. Hallelujah. Sacrifice of, you know, a sacrifice is you go above and beyond. Sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus, now he is that living. The Bible says you will never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. You see, we got to desire these things. But how do you have to? I mean, we got to crave for this pure spiritual milk. We don't want contaminated milk. We want pure spiritual milk. The pure spiritual milk that you grow, there's no contamination, there's no cracks. In that pure spirit, that's why you always got to find, you and let the Spirit lead you and guide you, that you can learn about God and grow in him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all about an intimate relationship with the Father. Hallelujah. You should crave and desire pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Hallelujah. You don't want to be stagnant. You want to grow. Read your Bible. Study to show yourself approved. Hallelujah. You should, all of us should always yearn for the presence of the Lord. We should allow the Holy Spirit to lead, teach, and guide us. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'll send you the Holy Ghost, a comforter. Hallelujah. We should be totally dependent on the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us on the Holy Spirit. in the name of Jesus, our ears should be open, search our senses, alert, to know the voice, hear the voice, and do the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see the Bible, the word of God is yes and amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. What he says he will do, he will do. So and when we do all these things and we bring spiritual sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one who trusts in Jesus will never be ashamed. The one who trusts him, depend on him, not leaning on your own understanding, trusting him. People stumble, they go for first aid. Because what? We want to, people who stumble, they disobey the word. Do things in your own way. And I'm not saying you will not have, you will fall. The wretched man fall 7 times, but the thing is, don't stay down. Be faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Don't let the enemy put a guilt trip on you. As long as you have life, you can ask God for mercy in the name of Jesus. And then before he comes to verse 9, and he tells us who we are. Hallelujah. So that we can walk in our identity that he gives. Hallelujah. Royal priesthood. Chosen. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to go over the breaking down the royal priesthood today because I don't want to keep you. Hallelujah. But I want you to read, take time and read 1 Peter 2:9. Stop when you read it. Just stop to verse 10. 1 Peter 2:1-10. Stay right there. Hallelujah. And then we'll go further next week. Next week I will, or even starting from tomorrow morning, if God willing, I will teach about the royal priesthood so you can know what it means to be a royal priesthood. And you can walk in the identity. Father, this morning we thank you for your word. Oh God, we thank you, God, moving upon the word, turning it from a locus to a rhema word. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. So, Father God, open our hearts that we can meditate on this word. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We bless your name. Father, we give you glory and honor. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're gonna sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
My ears have heard.